You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. We have some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first,
Dave
Mahoney?
Hit us with the bad news.
The bad news. This poor Florida deputy had to resign after stealing candy to satisfy sugar cravings. There's a corrections officer at the Charlotte County Jail in Florida resigned after admitting to stealing candy from the jail. Deputy John Mackey resigned on July 19th after being placed on administrative leave.
It was that bad? Like, how much candy did he steal?
Yeah, it just seems
and
kind
of... And what kind of candy did he steal?
Well, he proceeded to a desk that was not his and removed three bags of M&Ms and a Mounds bar and placed them in his drawer.
They should have taken Corrections Officer John Mackey straight from the office right into a cell. If you're the type of person who's going to steal your coworkers' food and or candy from their desk.
I will take it one step further. John Mackey straight from the spot where he was stealing the candy to the electric chair. Do they still use those?
I don't think so. In Florida, yes.
In Florida, absolutely. They probably do, yeah.
I will say that his defense does have some solid legal ground that they could stand on. They could go, Your Honor, you know, you're not you when you're hungry. That's why he prefers Snickers.
Joe Pesci standing there like, ah!
Nah, take him to the chair.
So some good news today as well.
Okay. What do we got?
Rescuers use the jaws of life to save somebody's life.
The jaws of life are
They're a hell of an invention, right?
Just really
cut through anything. I mean, they'll just saw through a car and they'll just get right to whoever's inside and hurt. So this wasn't exactly that situation.
Luckily, no horrific accident or anything along. That's good. Okay.
This was a 150-pound bear that got its head stuck in a milk jug.
What kind of bootleg Winnie the Pooh movie are we talking about here?
Right?
Yeah, honey container.
It's a sequel, but the first one didn't do so well, so lower budget this time.
They're trying
around.
With yeah.
direct to DVD right now.
Firefighters arrived to help, and they attempted just to wrestle it off the bear's head. Okay. And of course, they had tranquilized the bear.
Okay,
and so the bear's just like laying there, and these poor firefighters are like, is this really what I signed up for?
You stumble across this, you're like, what is going on here?
Kind of free. Is this a trap? This is a trap, isn't it? So they ended up, after trying to pull it off its head and that not working, had to bust out the jaws of life, which, again, typically used to free people from mangled cars to cut the jug open. Several people were holding the bear down, and the jug was pried off the bear's head. Once free, the bear was starting to come back too, so they got it off just in time.
Yeah.
Kind of took a quick look around and then took off into the woods.
And we never saw him again.
Yeah. There wasn't really much inside of the jug. There's a little bit of water and some leaves. And they guess that the animal just got his head stuck inside trying to get a drink during a recent dry spell.
Oh, poor guy.
I had a dry spell once in college. I would have done the same thing.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What kind of lowbrow bitch is afraid of lettuce? Mahoney, what is your problem? Lettuce is what makes burgers great. It's the texture, the diversity of the burger. And salads are wonderful. What is wrong with you, Mahoney? Go to a doctor. Please.
Message deleted.
I've been to a doctor.
When you're having a burger and you bite into it and there's that nice crisp crunch of a head of lettuce.
First off, if you weren't listening yesterday, we talked about my disdain for lettuce. It makes me projectile vomit every time I eat it, no matter what. I try to eat it every other year or so to see if my taste buds have changed. They have not. And if you're going to say lettuce and tomato make a burger, why don't you just go and become a vegetarian? Because that's not what makes a burger. You know what makes a burger? The meat. Nobody goes, this burger is fantastic. The tomato and the lettuce on it are phenomenal. No, you go, man, this is a juicy, delicious burger.
So,
and all you're doing is hiding behind the poor quality meat and construction of that burger when you put more things on it. That's why I like my burgers very simple.
So you don't,
meat,
so your
buns,
burger,
onions, Done.
Okay, I was going to ask you if your burger was crunchy, but you said onions, so okay. I feel like you need to have like a crunch in your burger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Onions are the only acceptable condiment onions on
suck.
A burger.
Onions?
Out of the out
they
of
make
the
your breath stink.
No, I can eat an onion like an apple.
That's disgusting.
I love onions. There's nothing better.
I can eat a tomato like an apple.
That's disgusting.
You're disgusting.
You're disgusting.
You're disgusting.
White or that red onion or purple onion?
Both. I prefer white, but I like the...
Of course you do.
Purple onions are really good in guacamole if you're making a guacamole because they are they're more flavorful.
Uh-huh.
And so you get the flavor and the texture. But see, I don't like purple onions on burgers because, again, I think it distracts from the overall flavor of the meat. And
please leave a message.
Enough.
And if anybody knows anything about meat in your mouth, it's this guy.
Never mind. It was not quite enough.
Well, all right.
All right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you're not afraid to fall. And now that I'm older, like I'm getting old. I'm 32. I'm crazy scared of falling. I haven't had a scraped knee in over 5 years. And I just don't want to go back to that life.
Message
you had a
deleted.
Scraped knee 5 years ago?
And you remember it? I mean, as a kid, like, because I have a 2.5-year-old, and she'll just run it full clip and just eat it and just pop right back up, and she's fine. If I did that, I'd be down for a month. And you think about, we're in our 30s, and we joke about it.
Yeah.
I mean, because falling over would suck, but, like, as you get older, like, that's how people die all of the time. Yeah. That's how a lot of older people die. They just fell over.
Fall
and
the
they
shower.
Hit their head. Yeah.
But from what there's been studies about that, and they think that, you know, why is it always in the shower or something along those lines?
Because it's wet.
Well, yes. They think that their hips actually go out first, which causes the fall.
Oh, so that they don't slip?
So, well, no matter what, you know, but being in a area like a shower, which has hard edges all the way around, is one of the last places that you want to fall.
Speaking of, why don't they make a bubble shower?
What do you mean?
I mean, like, just, you know, it's like a padded room.
Because you'd be bouncing around.
Boom, 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 boom.
Stop it, stop it.
Help. Boom, 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 boom. What's grandma doing?
I'm 100% getting a walk-in bath probably in the next 5 years.
In the next 5 years?
Next 5 years. I will take the falling over one step further. I don't know if you guys have done this, but like... As a guy, when you're in bed with your significant other, they tend to hog 99% of the bed for whatever reason.
Yep.
I assume that's the same in every relationship. We have
even worse when you get a kid.
Oh, because they're taking the other, like, because normally it's like 75.
I am pushed to the very edge of my bed, and my daughter is sleeping diagonally, and then my wife is man-spreading on the other side.
When you wake up in the middle of the night because the top half of your body is, like, starting to go over the edge, and then you immediately react, and you, like, turn, but it's like a golf swing turn, so your back tenses up, especially because you're waking up at the same time, and then you are just in so much pain from twisting your back in an unnatural knot that you can't go back to sleep, and then you feel like crap for the next 2 days.
And you're kind of angrily but softly kicking your significant other to wake them up so they can experience your pain with you.
And
you're trying to act like you're like, oh, you're up?
Oh, no. Or are you okay?
you're awake. Oh, okay. I didn't. Oh. How did that happen?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yo, why do all old people insist on texting in all caps? My grandpa always sounds so mad when he tells me he's going to the grocery store. It's like, come on, man, fix your phone.
Message deleted.
Is it for them to see, you think?
Probably. I think that probably has something to do with it.
You can make the screen bigger.
Or like when you're old, you just don't give a damn. Like, I don't care if you're annoyed by my all caps texting.
Or maybe he's just really excited to go to the grocery store. I'm getting Doritos!
I love Cool Ranch Doritos!
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Sylvia has this look on her face right now of just terror because the news is on here in the studio and there is video footage of the typhoon that just ripped through Guam, which is that little island in the middle of the Pacific.
Yeah,
it's
insane.
Terrifying.
He just ripped off that roof.
And of course, what's happening with Hurricane Florence. So on Wednesday of this week, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but they have those like tracking buoys out in the ocean.
Yeah.
And when there's big storms, they can tell how high that the waves are that are coming in because these buoys will rise and fall based on how big the waves are.
Yeah.
Get this. On Wednesday, they were measuring waves as big as 83 feet high.
Get out of here.
Oh
83 feet. Like when you're at the ocean, at the beach or whatever, hanging out, and a 2 foot wave hits you, just knocks you over.
Hits you in the back of the legs, you fall over.
Oh my God. The undertow gets you, and you're like, oh no, dear Jesus, this is the end. Oh, I should just stand up, I'll be fine. But can you imagine an 83 foot wave? That's insanity.
That's the size of a Holiday Inn Express.
That is, can you imagine like seeing a wave that high?
Yeah.
That is scary.
They're also saying that Hurricane Florence is the size of Michigan. So like 2 million people have been evacuated, and they're saying, you know, like the rain could linger for days in the Carolinas and in Georgia. And after, you know, being through that whole thing with Hurricane Harvey and all the catastrophic flooding that happened in the Houston area just a couple of years ago, just over a year ago. Yeah, it's some pretty heavy stuff, man. So I hope everyone's going to be okay.
I saw that, you know, there was a lot of people who are getting out of that area. So, you know, they're getting out ahead of this. You know, I think Harvey opened up a lot of people's eyes to what was going on. You know, obviously the horrors that we saw, Katrina and Harvey, and both of those go, like, Mother Nature is no joke. We should, you know, maybe get out of here for a day or two and see what happens.
There's also,
our stuff's not worth our life.
There's also a good number of people that are not doing that. So there's a lot of locals that are like, we'll ride out the storm. We've been through this sort of thing before. And then there's more proactive people. Like, for example, there's a Facebook page where they are recruiting people to shoot guns at the storm to frighten it off.
No, they're not.
More than 30,000 people have marked themselves as attending the Facebook event titled Shooting Guns at Hurricane Florence to Scare It Away. And 73,000 more say they're interested.
So 100,000 people total or so could be possibly
so
shooting
guns. The hurricane's going to be like, who knows?
It's obviously satire, this Facebook page, but I don't think that everyone knows
so
that.
So just like the kind of the Flat Earth Society was supposed to be satire, but there are people who aren't in on the joke. And it's very unfortunate. You're like, how are you this dumb?
Somebody actually wrote, this group isn't serious. It comes with the disclaimer that shooting at a hurricane is actually a pretty dumb idea. Quote, do not actually discharge firearms into the air. You could kill someone and you cannot frighten a hurricane. I can't believe I actually have to write this.
So that means there are people who actually believe that they can shoot at a hurricane. And that it'll scare it off.
It's amazing. So some people in Mississippi decided they're going to buy a kangaroo from an online auction. Good idea, right?
I want to know, did they just stumble across this kangaroo in this online auction, or did they
go seek it out? Yeah.
These are the questions I need to know.
This is a 10-month-old kangaroo by the name of Ricky. They had just gotten Ricky a couple of hours earlier, and they went to give it a treat, and they say Ricky was like, pew, took off, because they didn't know how to handle a kangaroo.
Because it's
kangaroos are fast and everything else. Ricky has been sighted several times, including once by a woman who initially reported seeing a deer with short front legs.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, if you're in Mississippi, right?
Of course. I mean, they're not native to Mississippi. But, I mean, I think you should know the difference between a deer and a kangaroo.
I don't know. If it's late at night, do you really?
No one has been able to catch Ricky because he's just too fast.
Like the deer's on its hind legs?
Yeah. And finally, a man decided to rob the Excalibur. On Las Vegas Boulevard at 10:35 a.m. The other morning, madman off with an undisclosed amount of money. Before police arrived, he is described as 6'2", 190 pounds, black hair, brown eyes, last seen wearing a tan shirt, blue jeans, and a blue hat. Police say he also had a dark-colored bag and left in a small four-door vehicle with tinted windows. Hey, dude, they're going to catch you. There are cameras literally everywhere. If you're going to commit a crime in the United States of America as a whole, almost no place worse than Las Vegas Boulevard, because every square inch is covered by high-tech surveillance.
There's more cameras in a casino than there are in a camera store.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So probably the biggest piece of Pop Trash news today is the fact that Henry Cavill is out as Superman. That's the reports that we are hearing, is that he is no longer going to be playing that role. And it's all because he won't make a cameo in another movie. So it's not that he won't participate in the next Superman movie. It's they wanted him to do a cameo. You know, like how the Marvel Universe puts all the superheroes together.
And he didn't want to do a cameo?
They want to do the same thing in the DC Universe and have him do a cameo. And he was just like, eh.
That's how it works, man. Yeah. Like with all the Marvel stuff, you sign, like we had Chris Evans. Do you remember this? We had Chris Evans on the show for the very first Captain America.
Yeah.
And he said he signed a 12 movie deal.
And we had him on the show before the very first Captain America came out, and he probably said, yeah, I think I'm going to retire after this. Because he had 12 movies coming up, yeah. And he's like, I don't really need to do anything after this.
I have a feeling he is not going to retire. He's become one of the biggest stars in Hollywood.
He's doing pretty well for himself.
I mean,
yeah.
Just handsome as all can be. But DC, if you're not writing that into your contracts...
This is what happens.
This is why you do it wrong and why Marvel does it right. I thought Henry Cavill was a pretty good Superman. He had the look. He's a pretty decent actor. I thought his last role in the latest Mission Impossible movie...
Not great.
...was... cheesy, but yeah. I don't know if that's how it was supposed to be played or not, but I think he's a good actor, looks like a good Superman, but just another just complete fail from the DC universe.
They're saying a potential replacement for him would be Michael B. Jordan. Ian is a big Michael B. Jordan fan. I didn't like him at all in Black Panther, right?
I thought he was the worst part of Black Panther. I don't find him. I think he's a charismatic guy who's in great shape, but I don't think he's a good actor.
You got to see Creed, though.
Yeah, you never saw
you
Creed?
You haven't seen Creed.
Oh.
He was good in Creed.
I saw the other six Rocky movies. I think we're good.
All right, so one more thing on the superhero tip. John Hamm is supposedly interested in playing Batman.
I like this.
I do too. I like John Hamm.
I know Ian doesn't like this, but I feel like Bruce Wayne and Batman, this is the only thing that DC has ever really done well.
But they've done Batman really poorly recently with all the constant changing and Ben Affleck's Batman, and he does a bad job, and now he's in rehab. And
the Christopher Nolan Batman,
sure,
I thought was done really well. And even the Tim Burton one for the time was pretty good. But I think John Hamm can play such a dark character. You take that Don Draper from Mad Men, because he has the look. He has that Bruce Wayne look.
Yeah. You give Batman a smoking habit. It'd be great.
Is he going to fit in the Batman suit, though?
What do you mean? Are you fat shaming him right now?
No, I mean in the lower region.
Oh. If Batman...
I usually see him in sweatpants. I don't see him in the
Batsuit. That's not a Batarang.
What is that?
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
It's still very early in the morning, at least for most people, including us, but not for Mark Wahlberg. Have you heard about this insane
schedule that he keeps? Yeah, he's been up for like a couple of hours now.
He wakes up at 2:30 in the morning.
And then has breakfast at 3:15. From 3:40 to 5:15, he hits the gym for his morning workout, hits the shower, and then heads out to play a round of golf at 7:30 a.m. He clarified that he plays 18 holes and usually finishes around 9 a.m., which doesn't make any sense.
I mean,
90 minutes on the golf course for 18 holes is insane. Unless there's nobody on the course and you're playing by yourself, maybe.
Or you're probably really good.
Yeah.
But even then.
A combination of all three, still an hour and a half seems pretty light.
At that time of the day, to get through that many holes of golf seems crazy. After already working out for an hour and 45 minutes.
He does note that he does have a snack while playing golf, though.
Oh.
So he is.
Is it a protein snack?
At 9:30, he goes to a cryo chamber for recovery, followed by another snack at 10:30.
Oh, dangerous.
He schedules family time, meetings, and work calls for 11 a.m., lunch at 1, more meetings at 2, school pickup at 3,
that's nice.
And then another snack at 3:30. He ends his day with a second workout at 4 p.m., a shower at 5 p.m., dinner and family time at 5:30, and then finally bedtime at 7:30.
So two workouts in?
He does get full 7 hours of sleep every night.
Which is what most, full-size active adults, I don't know if I'd call Mark Wahlberg full-size.
Pint size?
Yeah, but I don't think being in that kind of shape is worth it to me.
No.
I mean, he's in great shape.
Because he's in great shape at 47 years old. He looks like he's 23.
Yeah.
And he's a professional athlete, but, I mean, it just takes so much work.
Just way too much work.
I'll just pass.
I'll just find.
Luckily, my wife will settle for a guy with a dad bod, and I'll just be cool with that.
Just reading his schedule, I'm like, ugh.
And also, it's not realistic for normal people. I mean, so almost his entire day is fun. He has family time / meeting / work calls at 11, and then he has lunch at 1, more meetings at 2, and that's it. So he has like 2 hours of work in there. Everything else is just like cryo chambers and golfing.
Well, I mean, you got the 3 hours of working out a day.
Yeah.
That's a little.
I guess that qualifies.
That's worse than a job.
Yeah. So Apple has a new exciting opportunity for you. We were all kind of complaining because the last iPhone, the iPhone X came out and they were charging $1,000 for it. And you're like, man,
yeah,
it's more than my first car. Well, now it's gone up. The new iPhone XS Max, it's got a bigger screen. It'll cost about $1,100.
Dave, it's the 10S.
Is that what it is?
Which is so dumb because, have the X and you want us to call it the 10.
But then you went back and you made the 9 after the 10. You went straight from the 8 to the 10, but you were calling it the iPhone X, but then you changed it to 10.
But now you have a letter and a number, so you have a Roman numeral. So, like, what is S in Roman numerals? Do you know what that is, Ian?
Is S even a Roman numeral?
Aren't all letters a Roman numeral at some point?
No. S isn't a Roman numeral.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah. Where'd you get that idea?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just thought all letters.
They've got X's and L's and V's and M's.
It's all I's, V's, and X's.
I'm sure if you go like far enough into the future or the past, you'll find an S.
What?
You're just making stuff up. Yeah. But this new phone, you guys, is going to be revolutionary. It's going to have a better camera.
Okay, because we need better cameras.
It's going to have an aluminum body.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's going to have cooler edges.
Yes.
Cooler edges.
How about you give me a battery that lasts all day?
That's all I want.
That's it.
That's all I want.
Yeah. I don't care.
This is how you know you're getting old, because I tried to switch to an Android a couple years ago because I was just so fed up.
You're so angry at Apple.
It's like, this isn't innovative. I know I'm getting ripped off. The battery sucks. But I tried to go. I went to a store and like looked at like the flagship Android one, whichever it was, like the LG, whatever.
And you just don't want to learn it.
And I'm like, I just did three seconds on it.
God, different buttons.
Yep.
Can't do it.
And so now here I am sucked into the Apple ecosystem.
You're going to buy the new one, I bet.
I'm not.
Because it looks different.
No, it doesn't.
It looks different a little bit.
Not enough.
No?
It's a 39.
What? Yeah, if it was definitely the new one, he would buy it because it's a vanity play then. Yeah. Right? So that way when you set it on the table, even like the server's like, ooh, is that the new iPhone? You're like, yes.
Well, yes.
Would you like
is.
To look at it? He's don't touch it. It.
Cars and phones. That's the thing. I always buy
new
like
body
the,
style, baby.
New body style.
I'm in.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Did you have super strict parents when you were growing up? Give us the best example. This one coming to us from Facebook, and it's a pretty good one right out of the gate. First comment, Mike said, when I was on restriction, I had to take down all of my posters in my room.
Oh, no.
Take out the slot machine. And then he clarified later that his mom worked at a casino, so that's why he had a slot machine in his room. Take out the radio. Take out the TV. I could only have school books. I was allowed out of my room 2 times a night for 5 minutes each time to go to the bathroom. My mom had a calendar, and she would flip a few pages and put an X on my release date. Beat that one.
Flip a few pages?
Right? That's like a couple of months.
Wow.
What did you do to get grounded for that long? And
Melissa,
props to your parents for being able to stick with it for that long, too.
Melissa on Facebook as well said, my dad would only let me go out once or twice a week. When I'd ask, he'd say, sure, yeah, go ahead. But are you sure? Because if you go out today, you can't go out tomorrow.
Oh,
really made me consider.
Man.
Yeah. Amber said, church 3 times a week. Boys were to call me. I was never to call a boy. Suitors were to come to my house for dinner and spend the evening with my family before I could date them. Dress codes, no makeup until 18. There's more, but I just rebelled. It's all worth it.
Oh, 18? See, I didn't start wearing makeup until I was maybe 15. Like, after my whole quinceañera, that's when I started wearing makeup.
And I think that that's just fine. Like, once you're 15, like, that's plenty old to be wearing makeup.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, my 2.5-year-old daughter is already, like, playing with makeup with my wife. And I'm
but
like,
that's cute, though. That's
she's playing with it, but if she's, like, 9 and wants to have a full face of makeup on, I'm going to be like...
That's where you gotta draw the line. I couldn't call boys either.
You couldn't call boys, really?
When I was younger, and I remember when they would call me, like I would actually have to like answer the phone before anybody. Like,
did your parents ever do this back in the day of the landline, where they would be in the other end and you know that they were
that's
there?
That's why I, to this day, like I don't like talking
hang
on
up,
the phone.
Mom, get on the phone! I can hear you breathing. Hang up the phone.
And then they would do the faux hang up, like where they like,
yeah.
I know they're still on there, Mom. Stop listening to my conversation.
That's why anytime I have to be like on the phone, like being on my cell phone, if it's like here or at home or anywhere, like I have to be by myself. Like I'm still
Sylvia,
like traumatized.
Sylvia 29 is still going through this.
Yes.
I mean, you still live with your parents.
Yeah, but I mean.
So if you have a phone conversation, will they still listen in?
No, but it's just like engraved in my head.
No, I'm talking about on the cell phone. Like if she gets a phone call in her room and she's talking in her room, like. An ear ever appear at the door?
No.
No?
All right. No, but it's just engraved in my head.
I don't understand the, you're not allowed to call boys. That seems like a weird rule. like for women. Like it seems so antiquated.
It's antiquated, but it seems not that antiquated back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Does it? Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because this happened in the 90s.
Because you used to be able to control stuff like that. Like which direction phone calls were going was a lot easier to monitor because you had the phone. Ashton said, "When I was grounded from 15 to 17, and I have no clue to this day what I did. All I know is that I wasn't able to do anything. All of the doors were taken off of my room."
Oh, wow.
Oh, you know what? A friend told me that he actually does that
with
his daughter or his kids.
A couple of my friends growing up, they would have their doors taken off. That is such a, man, you're so defeated as a young person.
Your privacy is just gone in a moment.
Did that ever happen to you? I would think out of anybody here on the show, that might be you.
First of all, why do you think that would happen?
Feel like because you got into the most trouble out of all of us as a young man.
Yeah, because my parents
moody.
Were strict.
You seem moody, like you would brood, and that's what happens to moody kids. Lindsay actually said, I got in trouble for dress code multiple times in high school. All of my clothes had to be handpicked for my outfits every day, and my door was taken off my room an assload of times for slamming it. So she would get upset and go to her room and slam the door.
Oh, you're not slamming the door in this house.
Not in this house.
I'm paying
my house, my
mortgage. You're going to slam that door in my house? Oh, no, you didn't, Lindsay. Oh, no, you didn't.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
This text message coming in from Jessica. She said, my dad was so strict when I was 18. I got a job and I had to work within 5 miles of his house and was not allowed to go out after work unless it was with my neighbor. And she was 15, so there wasn't a whole lot of going out, as you would imagine.
Yeah.
Because a 15-year-old's not allowed to do anything.
It's such a delicate balance, though. I mean, being a strict parent and being a kid, you know, like, do they rebel? Do they do it? Do they just try to, like, do everything from under your nose? My parents were pretty not strict, I would say, you know. I was a pretty good kid, so I didn't have a whole lot of rules put on me. But there were some definite, like, stupid things that I got into that could have gone really the wrong way, but didn't.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. I just, like, I think about that, like, you know, you got your daughter who's 2.5 years old, and you got another daughter on the way, Dave.
Yep.
As a dad, like, how strict do you think you're going to be when she gets to the age, like, that, the teen years?
Preteen.
I can already tell, like, based on her personality, that she is going to be a huge pain in the butt when it comes to listening, because she's already a pain in the butt when it comes to listening, but she's got that mischievous personality where she likes to already be the instigator, which is very much how I was when I was a kid. But I can see her doing that with her other friend who's also 2.5 years old, where she'll give her, this actually happened, we were going on vacation and we were with our other friends who are a couple that have this 2.5-year-old daughter at the airport, and my daughter looks over at this other 2.5-year-old and gives her this look, and they both just bolt. And they both just take off running through the airport. We're like, hey, we got all this luggage, and I'm like, damn it. Put them all down and go running after them both, scoop them up with both arms. But I'm just like, when they're 15, they're going to be a nightmare together.
Oof. You're going to be strict, though?
You know, I don't know.
You going to the wife be strict?
Yeah, I'll make the wife. I'll be the fun dad.
You'll be the fun guy?
Yeah.
I hate you, Mom.
Dad's better.
Ashley said, any phone calls were limited to 5 minutes. No calls after 8 p.m. church twice a week. Couldn't watch PG-13 or R-rated movies unless they were screened first by the parents. Wasn't allowed to watch TV shows like The Simpsons, Ren and Stimpy, MTV, any of that stuff. Had to write an essay on why I thought I should be allowed to date. No makeup, dress code, couldn't listen to anything but Christian music. Oh, the list continues. That sounds a whole lot like my childhood.
You had to write an essay to go date?
I wasn't allowed to date until I was 16.
Really?
And then it was only like my parents would drop me off at the movie, go to the movie, and then they would pick us back up at the exact same spot.
I was allowed to date. I just had no dates.
Oh, buddy.
But the phone calls after 8 p.m., like trying to, you know, you had 1,000 kids in your house.
4 brothers and a sister.
Growing up. Yeah. I was an only child, so I had a little bit more privacy. I had my own room, and then when I was in high school, got moved down to the basement.
Oh, boy.
Of my house, which was, you know, I could start sneaking in through the back door and sneaking out through the back door.
Well, here we go. So it begins.
But trying, like, pre-cell phones, like, you would have to call the house.
Yeah.
And so, like, trying to time it to, like, just pick it up. Like, you would be chatting on, like, AOL Instant Messenger or something along those lines and try to pick it up.
Even sneaking online was
take a pillow, use the pillow as
hold
a sensor.
The pillow against it.
So one of the things I remember doing, because you didn't want, both my parents woke up very, very early, like, and went to work like super, super early.
Yeah.
Like they were at work or on the roads by 5 a.m. most days.
Yeah.
So they went to bed very early. So I would try to sneak in when they weren't home to turn off the ringer in their bedroom.
Oh, clever.
And then try to turn off the rest of the ringers in the house. And hopefully I remembered, because it was a very creaky house, and then try to pick it up on that like first half ring. Like, ring! Hello.
Katie said, I wasn't allowed to say words like lie, butt, hate, or fart until I was a teenager. Did they ever censor your music growing up?
I had one album taken away.
What was it?
One album. And it's the most ridiculous one ever. It was Vanilla Ice.
Wow. Your parents were just looking out for you, man. They're like,
I
just don't want you to be a douche. There's nothing wrong with these lyrics.
Like, I think my dad bought it for me for Christmas.
Yeah.
And then, like, I brought it home. And then, to be fair, I think I was in, like, first or second grade when that song was, like, huge.
Yep.
And probably not super appropriate music for a second grader.
Probably.
But that was
not,
that was the only one after that.
I distinctly remember as a teenager, my dad going through my albums. And like when you used to have a CD with like a little pamphlet that you took very careful care of putting back in, like those are your prized possessions. I remember him just like going through and he pulled out Pearl Jam's 10 and was reading the lyrics. And there were some lyrics in there that were about drug use.
Because
like a song called My Blood.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had no idea. But he's like, you think this is appropriate? And was freaking out that and Live Throwing Copper, same thing. I mean.
And now that music's getting played in supermarkets.
Yes. Brian on Twitter said, I remember my dad reading the lyrics to AC/DC's Big Balls at breakfast, like it was poetry, and asking me if I thought it was acceptable language. I just nodded and ate my Frankenberry.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Strict parents bringing the rule of law down on you as a kid. How about this? Until I was 18, not allowed to date, go to friends' birthday parties, sleepovers, out of the question. I was also told I was not allowed to shave my legs or cut my hair, but I did anyways. I really think it was more about control than about parenting.
Anytime there was a sleepover, though, in like elementary or middle school, like you never understood, like as a young person, I never understood why my parents would let me go to those sorts of things, because you never slept. Mischief was always being had.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm.
But then you just realize it's because your parents want some alone sexy time and you out of the house for an entire night.
Try not to kill yourself. The church lock-ins. There was this idea. Did you guys ever go to one of those?
No, so I went to skate lock-ins.
It was kind of like at the roller skating rink, but it was at the church instead.
Okay.
And the same thing. Like the parents were like, nothing's going to happen. There's supervision. It's the church.
No.
It's just a bunch of horny 14-year-olds running around the church. We play spin the bottle and everything else. Yeah, just getting all sorts of trouble.
Where are the adults there?
Andy said, I had a friend of mine back in middle school who had strict parents, and he decided to call their bluff on them sending him to military school if he ever got into trouble with the law. Well, they weren't kidding. Dang it.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Welcome to Alternative Theater.
Shady is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Are you a big fan of alternative music?
I am.
Is this your first thespian experience?
It is.
Well, congratulations.
It's Have you ever seen thespians on the internet before?
I have not.
Ever seen thespians in the theater?
I have not, but I know what they are.
Well, no, you don't. They're actors. Well, today is alternative theater. We are going to take popular alternative songs and we are going to act them out. Your job is to get two out of the three correct. If you do good and you don't quite get there, we may go to a bonus round. And each of us is going to be going back and forth on these lines. We'll tell you when the scene is done. A full point for the artist as well as the song, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, Mahoney. Without further ado, let the performance begin.
Act one, scene one. I've been a bad, bad girl.
I've been careless with a delicate man.
And it's a sad, sad world.
When a girl will break a boy.
Just because she can.
And scene
It's a tough one. That's a tough one.
It's older.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's nothing at all. No guess.
No. All right. I really don't know.
That is Fiona Apple and Criminal.
Such a sexy song too. Yeah.
A little Fiona Apple action.
It's been a long time since that was around.
Remember it was like shot in the style of the Calvin Klein commercials.
Yeah.
And like, man, I had such a thing for Fiona Apple
now
when
she's
I was
just
like
all
16,
skinny
17.
And weird.
Yeah, she's still a beautiful woman.
Is she?
I think so. I want to kick her out of bed for eating crackers.
All right, here we go. On to performance number two. You got 0 points for the first song. It's okay, though.
Act two, scene two.
It starts with one thing. I don't know why.
It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind.
I designed this rhyme to explain in due time.
All I know, time is a valuable thing.
Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings.
Oh,
watch it count down to the end of the day.
The clock ticks life away. It's so unreal.
And seen.
Oh, wow. That was beautiful. That's going to be Linkin Park in the end.
There you go. Yeah.
All right.
There you go, Shady.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Good job. Good job. You're 1-1. 1-1.
Full point on the board for that.
What are we doing next?
Let's go to this one.
Oh, boy. We going back and forth on that?
Yeah, this one may be
I'm excited for this one.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
You work all night. And when you work, you don't feel all right.
And when we stop feeling all right,
and everything is all right.
Because we will never listen to your rules, no, no.
We will never do what others do!
No, no!
Do what we want, and we get it from you.
So let's get a party going.
And now, it's time to party. And we'll party hard.
Party hard.
And sing. And sing. And sing.
Oh, that was intense.
And sing. And sing. And sing.
Oh, man.
And sing. All right, Charlie.
Shady for the win.
No, this is the worst. I'm having a brain fart on that.
Aww.
Oh, no.
No artist, no song?
No.
Oh, boy.
I was going to ask if you could give him a hint.
It's also an older one. That was Andrew W.K., Party Hard.
All right, well, we'll give you a bonus one. You've been...
I like Shady.
You've been all right. You've been all right. Oh, boy, Dave.
Final one.
Okay.
Okay.
Act four. Scene four.
Very dramatic. I heard you crying loud.
All the way across town.
Because you've been searching for that someone.
And it's me. Out on the prowl.
As you sit around feeling sorry for yourself.
Well, don't get lonely now and dry your whining eyes.
I'm just roaming for the moment.
Sleaze in my backyard, so don't go get
so uptight. You've been thinking about ditching me.
No time to search the world around.
Cause you know where I'll be found.
Oh my goodness.
End scene.
End scene.
You okay?
I left it all out there.
You're a little winded.
Left it all in the field?
I mean, these thespian experiences just
take a lot out of you.
They take a lot out of me.
Yeah.
For the win, Shady.
Sorry, guys. I'm the worst.
Oh,
I don't have one either.
No, I'm so sorry.
Shady.
That was Green Day when I come around.
Shady. We're
I
so
failed
sorry.
You. I'm sorry.
We tried to give you a bonus and everything.
Yeah.
And
we should have given him a hint.
You're right. You're terrible. Thanks for playing, man.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, you know how much outer space annoys me.
I don't understand your hatred for space. Space is an amazing thing.
It's interesting. No, You'll learn so much
infinite,
more about...
Man.
We
yeah.
cannot figure out how to get along here. The last thing that we need is some outside source that has the ability to just... at a moment's notice blow up the earth.
But what do you say to someone when you're having problems with them, Dave? Give me some space. And you know what's out in space? Space!
Researchers at the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence discovered unusual signals when examining 400 terabytes of radio data from a dwarf galaxy 3 billion light years away from Earth. The signals they spotted, fast radio bursts, are bright and quick pulses that were first discovered in 2007. They are believed to have come from a distant galaxy, and scientists at Harvard University suggest that these FRBs could result from energy leaks from powerful transmitters built by alien civilizations in order to send giant light sail ships on interstellar voyages.
Dave, can we just back this up for a second here? I don't like this.
Good. I'm glad you're finally coming around.
Can we please call them what they are? Little people, planets, and little people, universes.
How do you know they're little?
Well, you said dwarf.
They're...
Actually, you know what's going on? There's a sunspot solar observatory in southern New Mexico right now that has been evacuated. Have you read about this, Ian?
No.
Ian's read about this. What? So there's this sunspot solar...
Y'all smoke too much weed. Why are you reading about this?
Oh, come on. No, we just read the news, Dave.
They evacuated
while on weed.
So they evacuate... It's a sunspot solar observatory. They evacuated the town. They evacuated all the employees there.
Hang on.
The
FBI showed up for no explanation.
Black Hawk helicopters are circling it.
Forgive my ignorance. What is a sunspot observatory?
Well, they're observing, like they're examining the sunspots.
Jesus Christ, Sylvia.
Right?
She's not wrong, Dave.
Context clues right there. There we go.
I mean, sunspot observatory.
But what does that do? Why do you examine sunspots?
You got to see what's going on
with
the sun.
And probably it tells the age of the sun or something. Like, it has to do, you know.
Sylvia.
Why?
Sylvia, you're just making it up.
I'm not making it up.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
But the fact that they evacuated this town in New Mexico and the FBI showed up immediately and Black Hawk helicopters are circling around it, they think it might be aliens.
No explanation.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nope.
Nothing. All there are just reports of the evacuation.
How many people were in this town?
It's a southern town in New Mexico. They don't say exactly.
So probably pretty small.
Yeah, not a big town. Not. Yeah.
It was like 8 people they asked to leave, or was it like 13,000.
They didn't say.
They don't bust out the Black Hawk helicopter.
What town is it?
Nothing,
just Google
Dave.
It. This is important.
What town is it?
You don't even know the name of the
town.
It's
called Sunspot, New Mexico.
Okay, all right. Maybe this is fake news.
This is not. It's on CNET.
What is going on?
Sunspot, New Mexico.
Population. You see population?
Oh, it's unincorporated. They don't have one.
All right, well, we just read
obviously,
fake news.
All they have
That's
is just the Sunspot
news.
Observatory.
It's on CNET.
But there's got to be something going on with this. But
Black
so many conspiracies have
up.
Popped up now. I'm thinking aliens.
Yeah, this is an unincorporated community that, like, no one actually lives in. It's located in the Lincoln National Forest, 18 miles south of Cloudcroft. There's not even, like, gas stations or grocery stores or restaurants.
They evacuated the town.
There is no town, is what I'm saying.
People live there. The people who work at the observatory.
There's not even a gas station in this town.
They evacuated Larry the homeless guy from the gas station.
Now you got to have a gas station to be considered a town? Aren't you fancy? And if you were wondering, Dave, the town...
Space sucks.
The town
Sunspot, New Mexico sucks.
The town
this observatory sucks.
The town of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, sir, has a population of 674 people.
They didn't evacuate Cloudcroft.
Dave,
that's just a nearby town, Dave, that people actually live in, you idiots.
The aliens are probably they
probably just made all this up. It's just like a helicopter that flew over this stupid observatory that Larry left for the day early. And they're like, they've evacuated. Now there's choppers
there's
circling.
Like FBI
the
and,
FBI
like, helicopters.
Office in El Paso will not comment on what's going on.
Because
man.
There's nothing going on.
We want answers.
Dave sounds like he's an alien apologist. Have you been sent here to infiltrate our society, sir?
I wish. I wish I was something cool like an undercover spy.
An undercover alien?
Really, I'm just like, man, I hope I can pay my cell phone bill this month. So this is the most Canadian story ever. Weed is being legalized across Canada. And of course, sometimes that leads to shenanigans, people trying to steal other people's belongings, their weed and stuff
Who
like that.
Who gets high and steals weed?
Well, no, but like people will steal weed so that way they can sell it because there's obviously it's a valuable thing.
I gotcha.
So there's security footage that shows four masked individuals enter the recreational cannabis farmers market in Shannonville, which is a couple hours east of Toronto. And the masked individuals who enter the store were brandishing canisters of bear spray. So if you can imagine mace on steroids, that's essentially what it is.
Spray that's supposed to curb bears from attacking you.
The attackers were met with great resistance by the store clerk, the story reads. He managed to successfully fight off the suspects with a bong.
It was like a 2-foot-long, 3-foot-long glass bong.
And he just starts swinging it at him, and they run out of the store, and he keeps all his weed. So congratulations.
I feel bad because there was a woman in that store who got hit by the bear spray.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
She's like, I was just trying to get high.
I don't consider Toronto, Canada, though.
Toronto is in Canada.
No, I know. I don't consider that's not like the nice Canada. That's not the nice people Canada.
You can't decide that Toronto is not in Canada.
The thing is, he just did.
No, I don't consider them like you're from Toronto. You're not like a Canadian.
Yes, you are.
It doesn't work like that.
Yes, it does.
It would be like someone saying, like, I don't consider you from the United States of America because you're in Vegas.
Right, like you can't.
Nobody thinks Las Vegas is the nicest city in the world.
So everyone from Canada just has to be nice.
Yes.
This is not in Toronto, by the way. This is 2 hours to the east of Toronto. You think there's a lot of stuff going on there?
Obviously.
You ever heard of Shannonville before?
Yeah, it's just north of Sunspot, New Mexico.
No, it's not.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
There's always that one car out of all the cars in traffic that is just annoying you by the way they're driving. Like, you switch a lane, and then they switch in the same lane as you, and you're like, move! I'm just trying to get to where I'm going, but they're just annoying you. You guys ever get those type of situations?
Message deleted.
Every damn day.
Mm-hmm. The worst is when you are behind somebody slow and you turn on your signal and the person behind you immediately cuts over without turning on their signal and blocks you from getting over.
Oh,
I want to run you off the road so hard if you do that.
The worst is when you're on a road trip and you have to travel with these people that you hate for like 2 hours because you're on the same road, going to the same place. And so every time you see, you're like, I hate you so much. Pull up next to him, just give him a mean mug.
Especially if it's like a 2-lane highway.
Yeah.
That is the worst. Oh, okay. There's really no getting around, or you get bottlenecked by big rigs. And, you know, it's not their fault, but like, that's just the situation that you're in. Do you just like, do you create personas for them in your head when you're driving?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, they're clearly on drugs.
Please leave a message after the tone.
David Mahoney, I am trying to quit smoking cigarettes. Like, I'm a pack a day kind of guy, and I really don't know what to do because I don't want to be. And I don't think either of you have smoked, but what's like your best advice for someone in my situation?
Message deleted.
I've smoked.
You smoked in what, college?
Yeah, I mean, because I thought it was cool.
Dummy.
You see that picture of James Dean smoking a cigarette, you're like, I look just like that. And then I see a picture and I'm like, no, I don't. I mean, just quit. I mean, for me, like, it had to be cold turkey. It's never like this weaning off one way or the other. Like, I'm an all or nothing type of person. I'm either in or out. And so it's like, if I make the decision to put it down, it's never going to be like, well, I'm just going to go buy one more pack. And then after that.
Yeah, that's like my diet starts after this ridiculous meal that I'm eating.
Diet
right here.
Starts Monday.
Did you smoke to the point where it was like you had to have it every day, or maybe that's why it was so easy to?
No, it just becomes a habit. Like, I never felt like addicted where, like, if I didn't have it, I'd get the shakes or anything.
Maybe that's why it was easy for you to, you know, stop cold turkey.
But I mean, there's also a lot of stuff out there now to help you with that.
Well, my parents smoked for many years, both quit. But one of the ways that they both quit was the nicotine gum helped wean them off of that, you know. Mm-hmm. But literally the I'm just going to smoke less. I mean, maybe that's a good start, but I don't think that's the way to finish it in the end. Same thing with almost everything. I think if you think you're half-assing it, why even do it? Why even?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Famous quote from Mark Twain, quitting smoking is the easiest thing ever. I've done it thousands of times. It also helps you have somebody to hold you accountable.
Ian, you are you're a smoker.
I'm trying my absolute hardest to cut back.
About quitting? How much money are you spending a week, though? Because that's the thing. Like, cigarettes are expensive now.
I get the cheap cigarettes. I go
the cheap cigarettes.
What do you go, like,
I go
Virginia
to the
Slims.
No, I go to the Indian reservation and I pick up their cigarettes.
Really?
No tax on those?
Yeah, no tax on
them.
You
drive to an Indian reservation to buy cigarettes?
Yeah, actually. Because I know how terrible of a habit it is and how it is just, it's hitting me hard financially. Yeah. So I have to.
Are you buying name brand ones?
No, I'm not.
For Christmas, should I buy like a carton of Marlboros? Would that be like a hell of a gift?
I had an ex-girlfriend do that once.
Do you remember when
is
you were
in
high
prison?
When you were in high school, like when if somebody had a carton of cigarettes, it was like a... It was like a gold mine.
Oh, yeah. You're like, Brandon, whoa.
You're like, oh, my God, where did you get all those Winstons?
Stole
cool.
From,
you're
cool.
From my dad. God, it's so cool.
I love
we're going to kill ourselves slowly.
Are you planning on quitting, though?
Oh, definitely. I don't. I'm going to quit, like, before I have kids.
Before you have kids.
I know that. I know. I got some other stuff to take care of, man.
Like
I'm a
what?
Busy guy.
No, you're not.
Yes, I...
No, you're not. I know your schedule.
No, you don't know my schedule.
I do. All you do is you do this radio show and then take care of your cats.
That's a very busy schedule.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yo, just want to say the morning show is the best thing ever. Sorry about the effing. Just huge shout out to Sylvia. Hottest ever, 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 ever. Hottest. Call me.
Message deleted.
Hell of a vocabulary, my friend.
I mean.
Oh, my goodness.
Ever.
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 Ever. Ever.
Are you going to call that young man, Sylvia?
No, it's his number.
We've got it.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
we got it. You want to call him?
Yeah.
Need a date?
Yeah.
Trying to get some?
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll see.
If you're wanting to creep on Sylvia, at It's the Sylvia on Instagram. Yeah.
It'll be the best date ever, ever, ever.
Ever, ever,
ever,
ever,
ever,
ever,
ever,
ever, ever, forever, ever.
Forever, ever.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Son of a love it mother.
It's bleeped.
Courtney, this is a pretty simple game. All you have to do is figure out what's being talked about. So we have five audio clips, and we strategically place some bleeps. Now, keep in mind, nothing that's being talked about is actually dirty. There's just a couple of bleeps in there. You're trying to figure out the context. So I'm going to give you the setup as to who's talking and generally what they're speaking about. Then you're trying to figure out the specifics, okay?
Alrighty.
I have five clips. You get three or more correct. You're going to be our winner today. Here is clip number one. This is Heidi Klum talking about Drake, and you're trying to figure out what she did with Drake. Clip number one, Heidi Klum talking about Drake.
Who you out of those
oh
two?
Oh, my gosh. Drake, he did.
Drake you.
He did. It was basically like a week too late. Yeah.
He me, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so weird. Wait, he you, and you didn't even respond?
No.
So Heidi Klum talking about something that Drake did. Did he make love to her? Did he ghost her? Did he leave him with a tab on a date? One more time. Here's the audio clip.
Who you out of those
oh
two?
Oh my gosh, Drake, he did. He
Drake you.
He did. It was basically like a week too late. Yeah, he me, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so weird.
Wait, he you and you didn't even respond?
No.
What do you suppose it is? Did she hook up with him? Did she ghost him or leave him with the tab on a date?
I think she ghosted him.
Ghost is correct.
Actually, she ghosted him.
Yeah, she ghosted him.
She ghosted him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Heidi.
That's right.
An incident between a man and a woman. You're trying to figure out what occurred here in clip number two. This is an incident between a man and a woman. You're trying to figure out what occurred.
I had no idea who the person was, male or female, or
was able to back instead of just.
There are so many, all of our families have in so many different ways.
We're for life.
Oh boy.
All right. Did she find out that her neighbor is her long lost father? Did she find out that her neighbor is her long lost brother? Or did she find out that she gave a kidney to her neighbor? One more time.
I had no idea who the person was, male or female, or
was able to back instead of just.
There are so many, all of our families have in so many different ways.
We're for life.
So dirty.
Father, brother, or kidney donation? What do you suppose it is?
That is a kidney donation.
That is right. Well done. You heard that story earlier this week, I assume. On to
No.
Oh, you just made a good guess. Well, excellent. Well done.
Look at that.
On to clip number three. This is Matthew McConaughey talking about going on vacations with Woody Harrelson. You're trying to figure out what Woody does when he is the first one to arrive at the hotel. Matthew McConaughey talking about vacationing with Woody Harrelson.
We the Harrelson family. Woody's the kind of guy that if you but he before you he will him. It's probably a good idea to take your swimsuit.
What? If Matthew McConaughey goes on a vacation with Woody Harrelson and Woody Harrelson is the first one to arrive at the hotel, does Woody Harrelson A, take the master suite, B, walk around naked, or C, play the bongos? One more time.
We the Harrelson family. Woody's the kind of guy that if you but he before you he will him. It's probably a good idea to take your swimsuit.
That one's tricky.
That is a tricky one. They have that naked bongo thing. Woody Harrelson's kind of a freaky dude. Let's say he was walking around naked.
Walking around naked would have been my guess as well. It's incorrect.
He's going to take the master suite?
He takes the master suite.
That's Horson's son of a...
Who doesn't do that? If you're the first one there and it's a group thing and everyone split it equally...
Nah. You got it. There's a discussion that needs to be had. A discussion needs to be had on who gets the master suite.
I don't feel like there's ever a discussion, at least when I'm on the receiving end of...
A friendly competition.
It's not a friendly competition. That's just dirty.
All right, here we go into clip number four. This is former President Barack Obama. He's talking about what got him kicked out of a theme park. Something got Barack Obama kicked out of a theme park.
So we me and a bunch of friends. After the you could still kind of hang out in the park, and so we went into the gondolas. And I'm ashamed to say this, so close your ears, young people, but a few of us were f***ing on the gondolas. Terrible f***ing. As we're c***ing, there are these two very large d***ing.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Okay, oh, my goodness.
Was he talking about something that got him kicked out of a theme park? Was it A, smoking, B, drinking, or C, fighting? One more time with the audio clip.
So we me and a bunch of friends. After the you could still kind of hang out in the park, and so we went into the gondolas. And I'm ashamed to say this, so close your ears, young people, but a few of us were on the gondolas. Terrible. As we're there are these two very large
oh, my goodness.
You can win it right here. What do you think it is? Is it A, smoking, B, drinking, or C, fighting?
I think we're going to have to go with drinking.
Drinking is incorrect. I'm sorry. Sorry, no.
Barack Obama, a notorious smoker.
Smoking.
Yep. Smoker.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
comes down to this, fifth and final one. These are concerned residents, and they're talking about what kind of vending machine is popping up in their neighborhood. All right, so concerned citizens because a vending machine for this popped up in their neighborhood. Here we go.
Did you see anyone actually?
Yeah, I've seen a couple of people.
That's actually a bad area for.
Obviously, it's not illegal to. Not illegal. Also, is being dispensed from a machine.
All right, so was it a soda vending machine, a candy vending machine, or a crack pipe vending machine? One more time with the audio clip.
Did you see anyone actually?
Yeah, I've seen a couple of people.
That's actually a bad area for.
Obviously, it's not illegal to. Not illegal. Also, is being dispensed from a machine.
One more time. Soda vending machine, candy vending machine, or crack pipe vending machine for the win.
This sounds like my neighborhood talking about this crap here. Let's hear.
So you're going with what?
We'll go soda.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Are you sure on that
one? Sure?
Are you sure?
All three of you at the same time? It can't be crack pipe, can it?
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Go ahead and make a guess.
All four. We'll say crack pipe.
Wow, yeah!
Oh, yes! You are good.
Really
good.
Wow, Courtney.
Took you a little while, but you got there. Congratulations. Thank you for playing Bleep BS today. We appreciate you.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Rich
Redneck Report.
Can't figure out if this first story in the Redneck Report is a really good day or a really bad day, but comes to us, of course, from the great state of Florida, which, ironically, all of our stories are from Florida today.
Oh, wow.
This incident took place on Monday at 11 a.m., so probably a little early to be this hammered, but police say that Jimmy McRae was brought to the hospital after falling off his bicycle and appeared to be under the influence of booze at the time. While he was being treated at the hospital, officers say that he removed a C-clamp from around his neck, jumped out of bed, and approached his girlfriend in the emergency room. Staff members asked him to return to bed because he still needed medical attention. He became angry and, in true WWE fashion, picked up a metal folding chair and swung it around, hitting a dude in the leg.
Oh.
Luckily, it was just in the leg.
Oh, okay.
Hospital security restrained him and secured him to a hospital bed with leather straps before taking him to jail.
I want to know how you swing a folding chair and all you get is a leg.
Yeah.
Right.
How do you not get at least torso?
Over, you go over
the head every
maybe
time.
Shoulder, maybe
sure.
the back.
Or if they block it with their arm, something. But only a leg?
I just wish JR was there. My God, he's been broken in half.
Real clobber knocker.
So a Florida man was upset with his neighbor. And look, we've all been there before, right? Where you've got some sort of beef with your neighbor, and for whatever reason, you can't work it out through the conventional means of just having a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what he decided to do, at about 6:34 p.m. the other night, deputies had to respond to a call because there was this dispute. And initially, it was a call about aggravated battery. Mm-hmm. The ongoing issue was between the neighbors about shrubs that are growing between
shrubs?
The property lines. Yeah, shrubs.
I mean, this is a heated debate between neighbors if you're talking about shrubs, Dave.
When the video that's being shot, it at first just shows a verbal argument between the two.
Okay.
But when the sheriff's office said the video shows one of the men actually whipping out a chainsaw and cutting the shrub that they were arguing about and then holding it up close to his neighbor he was arguing with.
Oh.
And then the man used the chainsaw to cut his neighbor.
Oh,
he shoved
God.
Him in the back, and some of his tendons were cut in his arm.
Oh.
Aggravated battery and simple battery. And if you can imagine just being chewed up by a chainsaw.
I don't want to imagine
only
that.
Only aggravated and simple battery? Shouldn't
it
that
doesn't
be like
seem like enough,
murder?
Right? Yeah.
It should be attempted
like,
murder.
Even if it's one of those like little, you know, they call them a chainsaw, but those like little hedge clippers, you know what I'm talking about, that kind of have like a shark-like mouth
yeah.
to them, you know?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, even if it's one of those things and you hit somebody with one of those things, that should be attempted murder.
I can't tell, did he actually hit him with the chainsaw, Ian, or was he just threatening him with it and then pushed him and then, because it says that his tendons and his arm were all cut up, but
yeah.
is it just because he pushed him over? Is that what happened?
No, so this was definitely a purposeful act on behalf of the chainsaw man. But I don't think he intended on doing as much harm. I don't think he realized that he was holding a chainsaw.
If you realize you're holding a chainsaw,
yeah,
no matter what,
you've
got a saw that has a chain on it that is spinning around at 1,000 RPM.
As a grown-ass man, I'm still terrified of chainsaws.
I don't want to mess with a chainsaw.
Everyone should be terrified of chainsaws.
Have you not seen the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
A Florida woman is accused of pouring hot sauce in her husband's eyes during a fight. What?
Why would he let
Why
her?
Why is he sitting so
Why
still?
Why aren't you fighting back?
Like, move, man.
Happy wife, happy life.
A 41-year-old by the name of Esmeralda and her husband were arguing inside of their home when she struck him in the face before pouring hot sauce into his eyes.
Oh.
He was transported to a hospital. His condition is unknown.
Do you think she was like, lay down there, Carl. And it's the, you know, because when you're trying to get
the
like
slow, like.
When you're trying to get the tobacco.
No, still don't move.
No, it's coming. It's going to get out.
Damn Cholula. And finally, cops in Clearwater, Florida got a call about 2:30 a.m. on Tuesday about a 20-year-old guy by the name of Carlos who was inside of a 24-hour laundromat watching adult films on his phone and getting it on with himself.
Oh.
He told the cops that he was doing it because, quote, it helps with his anxiety.
That's what you're calling it these days, huh?
Yeah.
Why don't you just go to the bathroom and do that?
I mean, really, anywhere but there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can't be dirty in a laundromat, I don't want to be clean.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
How do I get this guy that sits next to me in my office to stop talking to me? Like, I've tried everything, guys. I've tried headphones. loud music without headphones, ignoring him. I'm like agitated, but nothing is seriously getting through to him, and he keeps talking to me.
Message deleted.
Is there anything worse than when somebody is talking to you and you don't want them to?
You're on a plane. This is where, you know, I feel so bad. Like, anytime my fiance, she flies alone, she comes back and she tells me about, like, whatever the person next to her talked to her about the entire time. Whenever I fly alone, nobody.
No one.
Not even
ever.
A look in my direction.
But you intentionally have it set up so they won't. You, you wear your glasses, you'll have your headphones on.
Yeah. Like, neck pillow.
That should be a clear sign.
Right. But your girlfriend, much more inviting than you, or your fiance,
rather. It's just because guys are always trying,
to creep.
Always trying to creep, no matter what. It's never the other way around. Never.
Yeah, never am I like, boy, I wish all those supermodels from Sweden would shut up that were sitting next to me on the flight.
Yeah, God, at that point, chatty Cathy's.
Yeah.
Would you just like try to be short with your answers?
So it happened last week, a week ago, on Thursday Night Football kickoff last week. I was in a bar watching the game between the Eagles and the Falcons, and there was a guy that would not shut up. He was hammered, and he was giving you the know-it-all. Like, I'll tell you what they're going to do on this play. They're going to run it, and they pass. Like, he was wrong about everything. But just could not shut up for, like, 20 minutes. And then I just eventually, like, had to ease away and, like, you know, try to scoot down the bar a little further so I'd be out of earshot of this guy. Just the most obnoxious. I'm with you, man.
And in that situation, you can't put on, like, the sunglasses, the neck pillow.
No, I did, actually. Yeah.
Oh.
I put on a neck pillow and
just took a nap at the bar.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You only need one calendar, right? Well, she's got one on the wall, then one on her desk. She's got one that's beside the wastebasket. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Message deleted.
What?
Why are you so angry at somebody having multiple calendars?
Maybe to remind them.
I mean, having that many calendars is probably unnecessary. In fact, calendars in general are fairly unnecessary.
Well, unless they have, like, cute pictures or awesome pictures.
When's the last time that you actually saw a calendar that you went, that's an awesome calendar?
My fiance has a calendar of dachshunds in her office.
That is awesome.
No, it's not.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of wiener dogs.
She keeps a calendar at home as well. Like, to keep track of, like, if she worked out, or, you know, like, keep track of
when you work out.
It's obviously filled
up. You got your quarterly workout in.
Quarterly?
By the way.
Semi-annual.
We were talking about Mahoney's Peloton bike with her at Disneyland.
I own a Peloton bike. I bought it.
He bought it for $3,000 and then paid somebody an additional, what, like $500
to
put together?
No, I paid like $2,800 for it, and then I paid $200 to get it
$3,000 all in. Got it.
Yeah.
And you've ridden it twice.
No, I've ridden it like six times.
No, she said twice.
She doesn't know what I do in my spare time.
She keeps a calendar of literally everything.
She's not there when I'm home alone. She doesn't know what I do in my free time.
As if you wouldn't brag. As if, like, you would do the Peloton workout. You would still be walking around in your bicycle shorts and your little clicky shoes like 3 hours later.
Or, like, walking. We'd be like, oh, I'm so sore.
I'm so sore from my recent workout, babe. It was Tuesday. Take those weird shorts off, creep.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Let's talk it out. Should I take vitamins? Should I be taking vitamins? My doctor says yes. My wife says yes. Dave probably says yes. But look, I don't trust him. I don't think what he says in there is in there. I'm just going to stick to my lettuce.
Message deleted.
If your doctor says yes and your wife says yes, just go with yes.
Aren't vitamins usually not approved by the FDA? Or, like, the claims aren't
approved. Well, I mean, like, everyone thinks that if you take vitamins that you're going to be invincible and that you're not going to get sick and everything else. And it just doesn't work like that.
I take vitamins every night.
Do you?
Yeah, vitamin D. Seriously, like 3,000 milligrams or something like that?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Vitamin D.
Because I don't get enough sun, apparently. That's what they told me. They said, you need some more vitamin D in your life.
You need more D.
Yeah. What's his name?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Yes, so I have a problem with you, Mahoney. What? Yesterday, you love a video on Instagram. You say Taco Bell is the best Mexican restaurant, bro. It's awful. It's one of the worst restaurants pretty much in the whole world, Taco Bell. That's why you're really chubby, my friend. So, no, it's bad, bro. It's bad. It's bad.
Message deleted.
So what he's talking about.
First off, yesterday we were talking about Taco Bell got voted the top Mexican restaurant in the United States.
Insane.
And they surveyed like 70,000 people or something. It was a huge survey.
It's ridiculous.
But Mahoney posted a video on Instagram, at Dave Mahoney, of him driving through a Taco Bell yesterday. And it infuriated so many people.
Really?
Including this guy who calls you Mahoney.
And how dare you? They say that Taco Bell is also the healthiest fast food restaurant. That's not why I'm tubby. The reason why I'm tubby, sir, is because I got 1,800 steps yesterday.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So this is an interesting way of going about doing it. This happened to me one time. I was at the Hard Rock, and I just checked in. And you remember that Skull Vodka? Do they still make that stuff?
Dan Aykroyd.
It's like Dan Aykroyd's vodka.
It's like Crystal Skull
or whatever. Yeah. But they would have that in some of the rooms at the Hard Rock. And when I checked in, they had one of those skulls.
Okay.
And I noticed that somebody had messed with it.
Okay.
And so I went over to it and I looked at it. And sure enough, like the seal was broken. And so I opened up and smelled it. And somebody had drank all the vodka and filled it back up with water.
Smart.
But I, you know, called down and I'm like, hey, somebody drank all this booze. I just checked in. And they're like, we'll take care of it. They were cool about it. But people are doing this now regularly where they'll go into their mini fridge at the hotel and for whatever reason, they'll refill the bottles with urine so they don't get charged. It's a bunch of hotels in Spain recently removed all the mini bars from the rooms after a study found it was surprisingly common. The hotels were popular for bachelor parties, and so that might have something to do with it. But
like
a spokesperson said,
bottle, how do you even, the logistics of that, I'm trying to wrap my head around.
Yeah, like, let's not kid ourselves. We don't need no wide open mouths on cans or anything like that. Standard opening is fine, but the mini bottle, like, that's ridiculous.
I'm trying to figure that out. And also, if you're in a place, most of the hotels now in this day and age,
it's all weighted, right?
If you move it, it's like it's the Indiana Jones thing. You gotta like put something there that weighs the exact same, otherwise a giant boulder's gonna come down.
Which, by the way, with a 2-year-old in a hotel, when they have one of those things,
oh god,
I full on like Deion Sanders tackled her.
No, like, child
sprinting across her room. Grabbed her right before she got her little mitts on she had swung the fridge open. I'm like, don't you touch it. And she gave me this look like, oh, I'm doing it.
Don't you do it,
and
child.
I had to explain to my wife, no, I have to drink all this vodka. It's not that I want to, man.
We already paid for it.
It'd be a sin to leave it behind.
And I got to eat these $10 Pringles. For some reason, there's 7 Pringles. It's $1 a Pringle.
It's like $82 an M&M.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of drinking, a guy on August 5th, so a few weeks ago, had a couple of officers after him because he tripped an alarm. And they spotted this guy named Jai Kennedy cycling, holding a flat screen TV.
Hell yeah.
Yes, cycling. He was on a bicycle. And it was clear that he was heavily intoxicated because he's... Have you ever seen a drunk person on a bike?
Yes.
Now imagine a drunk person on a bike trying to hold a flat screen
like
TV
just
under
the
their
balance.
Arms. Just the back and forth weaving.
Off.
Jai Kennedy had also taken some cocaine, and they chased the man for about a mile. And he made a number of U-turns in order to shake them off. They got to be messing with this guy, right? Like, there's no way that they had to chase him for a mile.
Just kept
making U-turns, and they're like, all right. Oh, boy, you got us on that one. The 24-year-old eventually crashed into a police car and fell off his bike, ending the chase. When the police searched his home, they found a number of items he had taken from the same address earlier laid out on his bed, including a jewelry box, camcorder, and a watch. When quizzed, he said that he was recently released from prison and he was just bored. And then he admitted that he had, in fact, done cocaine at about 6 a.m. because, you know.
Why not?
Morning blow.
Breakfast of champions.
And then drank 24 bottles of Budweiser, followed by a bottle of Jägermeister, and then decided to go on his crime spree. Yeah.
I'm more impressed that he was able to walk. Let alone ride a bike with a flat screen TV. Do we know if the flat screen TV survived?
We do not know, unfortunately, but my guess is probably not based on how flat screen TVs can't handle anything these days. And then finally, a guy was driving down the road and he was filming, which is dangerous enough already.
Pretty stupid.
He was filming his wife who was giving birth in the car while he was driving down the road.
So he's driving, filming, and she's giving birth.
Isn't that like a lot going on for someone who's driving?
Pretty sure there's a law against that.
With his pregnant wife?
Yeah, and they had additional children in the car.
All of their lives are in this man's hand.
The internet is not impressed with this guy, but I'll play the audio for you. You can decide for yourself.
Can you wait like 2 minutes?
Help me, Debbie,
what do I do? Hold on. She's coming out. Like that. Hold on, wait. Hold on. Oh. she had the baby. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, I am mad. You got to film that.
Oh, dude, man.
Is it just me, or did she not down, sound man. Like an ambulance?
Yeah, I did when I first started playing the glue.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Good Charlotte is coming to Las Vegas. They're going to be over at the Pearl Inside the Palms, and we have some free tickets that we are giving away today. If you can answer today's Know the Show question, 702-791-1075, if you know the answer to this.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
You had to write an essay to go date?
I wasn't allowed to date until I was...
Really?
And then it was only like my parents would drop me off at the movie, go to the movie, and then they would pick us back up at the exact same spot. We were talking about how strict your parents were growing up, and I definitely fell into that category of having strict parents. And look at me. I turned out great.
Oh, Just Argon of virtue and just a model that all kids should look up to.
I look up to you, Dave.
Do you?
Last time kids were looking up to us, we were at an elementary school reading to them, and they're like, hey, look at these fat guys.
That actually happened. We were we walked into the room, and some little kindergartner goes, who are the two fat guys? We're like, you little monster. You know we're sensitive. But Good Charlotte, again, coming to Las Vegas, going to be over at the Pearl Inside the Palms. At what age was I allowed to go on a date? X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Pedro.
Pedro, what's the correct answer?
I didn't listen to the show, man.
You didn't listen to the show? Who are you calling, Pedro? What's going on, man? No. Thought we were cool, did Pedro.
Did I get Mahoney?
What? All right, see you later, buddy. All right, X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
How's it going? 16?
16 is the correct answer. Yeah, there you go. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna
ever keep you down. You're the best around. You couldn't drive yourself to your own dates?
Well, I mean, I guess once I turned 16, but I didn't... I'd probably fall in the same category as you. I moved right when I turned 16 to South Carolina, and so it took me a little while to get my footing again in order to find somebody to date. And even then, still very, very strict as to, like, curfew, very early, had to be home, and had to take him in the minivan.
Dude.
Never got to take my sweet...
The
sweet Toyota Corolla that my dad had. It was always the mom's beat-up minivan.
The minivan's way better than the Corolla, man. Yeah. You got all that space.
Don't you worry about it.
Oh, scandal.
Yeah, a little bit. Uh-huh. Well, that's going to do it for us today. We appreciate you being with us for this installment of the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. We'll be back tomorrow bright and early at 6 a.m. And tomorrow's show, we'll be featuring beer for breakfast, Mahoney.
That's right, Dave. We're going to be featuring a local favorite from Craft House, one of their brand-new releases. Their take on the New England Hazy IPA, they're calling it Dry Heat.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, right.
Sylvie had a chance to check it out yesterday, and she was a fan.
You get drunk?
She got a little tipsy.
I got tipsy.
All right. Yeah. Well, tomorrow morning at 9:30.
I was feeling good.
Good for you. We'll also have the blooper reel and more chances at Disneyland tickets on the program tomorrow morning.
That's right.
Have a good day.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.